Next, awareness of self, or awareness of oneself. And this level has many different sub-levels, of which three, we may say, are of particular importance. First of all, awareness of the body and its movements. Traditionally, in the sutras, in the scriptures, the Buddha speaks of being aware whether one is walking or sitting or standing or lying down. Aware of the position of the feet and the hands, how one is moving, how one is gesturing, and so on. And according to this teaching, according to this aspect, or this level of awareness, one should do, in fact one cannot do if one is aware, anything in a hasty or a confused or a chaotic fashion. And here, illustrating this level, illustrating this sort of practice, we have the wonderful example of what is known as the Japanese tea ceremony. Some of you may have witnessed this. On the face of it, the Japanese tea ceremony revolves around a very ordinary sort of thing, something which we all do every day, the making and the drinking of a cup of tea. Well, we've done this thing hundreds, thousands of times, all of us. But how do they do it in Japan? How is it done in the Japanese tea ceremony? Here it's done in a different way, because it's done with awareness. With awareness, the kettle is filled with water. With awareness, it's put on the flame. With awareness, one just sits and watches the kettle boiling, listening to the humming and the bubbling of the water, watching the flicker of the fire, and then with awareness, one pours out the boiling water into the teapot. With awareness, one pours out the tea, offers it, drinks it, and all the time in silence. It's a sort of exercise in awareness. So one can say that this represents, or this illustrates, the application of awareness to the affairs of everyday life. And this sort of principle, this sort of attitude should be brought out, should be brought into, we may say, all our activities. All our activities should be conducted on, as it were, the same sort of principle, the same sort of basis as the Japanese tea ceremony. Everything done with awareness, everything done with mindfulness, therefore with stillness, with quietness, with beauty, also with dignity, with harmony, with peace. Now, let's ask a question at this point. If the Japanese tea ceremony is characteristic of a certain level of awareness, awareness in the affairs of everyday life, if the Japanese tea ceremony is characteristic of a certain type of spiritual culture, the Far Eastern Buddhist culture, especially Zen, if the tea ceremony represents that sort of culture, then what analogous ceremony or institution is there which represents the culture or the spirit of today? I wonder whether anybody can give me any suggestions. I was turning this over in my own mind. I was wondering, well, what have we got parallel to the Japanese tea ceremony? Something which breathes the whole spirit of our commercial culture. And I thought, yes, what is characteristic of our culture is the business lunch. The business lunch. In the business lunch, you're trying to do, of course, as some of us know, two things at the same time. You're trying to have a good meal, and you're trying to pull off a good deal, both at the same time. And this sort of thing, doing two things at once, we may say, two contradictory things like this, is quite incompatible with any true, with any real, any deep awareness. And in any case, we may also say it's very bad for the digestion. Now, awareness of the body and the movements of the body, if continued in, if protracted, will have the effect, as it were, of slowing them down. The pace of life will become more even, more rhythmical, in a sense, slower. Everything will be done more slowly, more deliberately. In other words, more awarely. But not that we shall do less work. That's a fallacy. The person who does everything slowly, because he does it with awareness, with deliberation, may well accomplish more than the person who looks very, very busy because he's always dashing around and has lots of papers and files on his desk and all that sort of thing, and seems to be busy because he's just confused. A really busy person goes very slowly and gently and methodically, and because he doesn't waste time in trivialities and fussing, because he's aware, he actually, in the long run, gets more done. All right, so much then for awareness of the body and its movements.